Comrades Marathon 2019, what a race on both sides. We saw again the men's and the women's. The women's in particular, really competitive. Again, a fine run from Gerda Steyn to break the record and become the first woman to go under 6 hours on the run. But across the top 20, there were many PBs, many first-time silver medalists and gold medalists, and it was absolutely great to see. One of them is Eni Manzini, who runs for Team Massmart. Eni joins us now. Eni, how are you feeling? I know you slightly missed out on gold. You wanted to break 7, but running just over 7 hours and you top 20, it was a fantastic run.
Yes, I'm very happy with the achievement. I was planning for a sub-10 or a gold medal, but anything can happen during the race. There are conditions that you cannot control. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to my target. But I'm happy with the performance. I break off 1 hour, 4 minutes out of my personal best on uprun. I also beat my down run with about 11 minutes. So I'm happy with the performance. And I'm looking forward to perform even more better next year.
Any advice? It was a great run, Eni, and if you look at the women you were around, I mean, for a long time you were sitting with the likes of Marie Curie, who claimed the last gold medal. Does that give you sort of confidence to know, you know, I know you battled a bit with cramp, that you have the ability to compete and stay up there with the top 10?
Yes, I do believe I could have made it. I was stayed for a long time with Mary. We even chatted on the road. She told me, you are a strong woman. I said, you are also strong. And she said, yeah, you know, my friend, we can make this together. So unfortunately, she didn't have any distractions. Then she ended up making it to the top 10. But I'm happy for her. It was a nice race. And it was nice being with her along the road.
She's a great example as well, someone who's missed out so many times and just missed out on that gold and has finally got it, which was fantastic to see. But, you know, a lot of the field, like yourselves, you're full-time workers, you have children. I know Gerda Steyn's a full-time athlete and she's in a bit of a different level, but looking at yourself, I mean, just explain to people how you have to incorporate your training around your life. I mean, you're a mother of two and you have a very demanding job.
Okay, I have a full-time job. I work long hours. My day shift is from 7 until 6, which translates to 11 hours, my day shift, and my night shift is 13 hours. So it also takes discipline. It takes determination. You have to be committed. You have to love what you are doing. So out of all the things that I'm doing, the job, my kids, along with a single parent, I had to sacrifice. Then I will train every day. There was no single time where I will skip my training, even though I work those long shifts. I will sacrifice. I will train before my shift. I will train after my night shift. Then I also had to work extra hours at work just to save those hours so that I can take a long leave. That's what I've done this year and also that last year. But last year I took less days. This year it was more about 30 days off just to have enough time to train, to have enough rest, because working shift, it can disturb your training, it can disturb your rest. And I saw if there is a need for me to take a long leave so that I can train well and I can rest well. Then I'm glad that I'm managing to train, and I'm managing to also be with my kids when there's time. Yes.
Eni, that must be extremely difficult. I mean, you know, I've worked shift work in my life as well, and unfortunately, the way it works out, as you said, it's not like you can say, I'm just taking leave. You almost have to bank that. You know, you said you had to make up. So at times where you're doing quite a fair amount of your training, you are having to work extra, which is incredible. In that instance as well, then nutrition becomes increasingly important. I mean, I know Mark Wolf coaches you, and, you know, he is a fundi when it comes to nutrition, but you still had to be the one who was disciplined enough to follow that plan.
Yes. It's important because you can have a good coach, but if you as an athlete, you are not disciplined, you don't follow your program, you won't see any results. So it's very important to be disciplined. Then I'm glad that I have a coach like Mark. Then I'm very happy because my personal best on uprun, it was 8:14. So with his training program, which is nutrition, I managed to minus 1 hour, 4 minutes out of my personal personal best. So I'm very happy, and I don't know, there's no words that I can say thank you to him. So he really helped me a lot this year. I can see the results, I can see the progress in my running. It's really important to have a coach. It's really important to have someone who will guide you. It's really important to have someone who will always motivate you. It really helps. I'm so thankful.
And tell me now, how did you handle your race day nutrition? I know we've got some fantastic new products. If you look at the likes of Race Pro and Cramp Assault, which were designed for endurance for ultra athletes, were you able to test that, and how well did they work for you?
Yes, I tested the products. I used them before the race. During the race, I used them. We had 8 stations. I used them very well on the road. But I do have a very sensitive stomach. I know very well that during the races, I normally struggle with sensitive tongue. So this year, it was much better because it even started very late towards 30K. It started towards 20K. Then I only went to the loo once at Lion Park Venice. With the cramps, I think it might be the weather condition or maybe the running shoes, because other people, they will say, because the racer, I was running with the racers, they say normally racers are not good for ultra. Then it might be that I started to cramp towards the finish.
Yeah, uprun's definitely a lot of cramp, a lot of nausea for some athletes, and you're not the first athlete who has given us feedback to say that Race Pro was probably the only thing that they could take for nausea or really made an impact or an improvement on the way they were able to digest, which is fantastic. Any well done again. It was a fantastic run. I know you wanted a little bit more. I know you're hard on yourself because you're that kind of determined lady. But next year, the year after, double down. That gold is on the horizon in the next couple of years, and I think you believe that.
Yes, I do believe. I do believe that. What I've noticed nowadays, combat is very fast. It doesn't matter whether it's uprun, it doesn't matter whether it's downrun. Combat is very fast. If Gerda could manage to break 10 minutes out of the 10 minutes record, it shows that it's really fast, and women are starting to be stronger than men. I was impressed. I'm really happy about the performance in the women's field. It motivates us to see that there are people who can do it. So it tells me, and I believe also that I can do it. I can get that gold medal. My dream is to get that gold medal, and I believe I can get it. Then, yes, I'm looking forward for training for the down run. I know this coming 2 years is going to be down run in a consecutive way. Then I'm looking forward to perform well on those two.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI, trusted sports nutrition advisors.